Well, in Bishop's Castle, residents are trying to wean themselves off oil. Planning permission has been granted for a wind turbine just outside the town, which it's hoped will provide energy to local homes. Dave Green is from Shropshire and Telford Renewables, which is behind the scheme, and he's with me in the studio. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Adam.
Thanks for being here.
Can I just correct you? It's Shropshire and Telford Community Energy.
Yes, you may correct me. Yes. And I'm sorry, we've got that wrong.
So, Shropshire and Telford Community Energy, so we're about community-owned renewables. There are a lot of renewable companies out there, but we're focused on community ownership. We already own a 10-megawatt solar farm that's 40,000 solar panels near Whitchurch, and now we're working on the Bishop's Castle project with a local organisation, Lightfoot.
Good to get that right. Remind us what's been happening then in Bishop's Castle to try and bring down energy prices.
Well, there's been a lot of work in Bishop's Castle for 20 years now on the first step of that, which is to make sure that people are doing the easy jobs, you know, insulate where you can, draft proofing, thermal curtains, all the rest of it. But what we're working on now is, at the moment, we're working on a wind turbine. That, up until recently, that was a wind and heat project. We were hoping to deliver a heat network for the centre of Bishop's Castle. Unfortunately, the heat network part is just not viable at the moment. The cost of installing all the pipework and connecting into people's houses has just gone through the roof, and the government grants have halved. So we're left with the wind turbine part of it, but we are hoping to still deliver heat indirectly to people, because if we can sell electricity to them at a discount, then that makes it easier for them to make the choice to fit a heat pump.
How long before work starts on all of that?
We'd like to be on site next summer, but there are various hurdles to get over first, so it may well be 28. Our planning permission, we've got to have something done on site by June 28.
Why is it taking so long?
Well, there's always things you've got to sort out, isn't it? I mean, we want to connect through Spark, the leisure centre, so we could then supply electricity to Spark at a discount as well, which would be helping to support a valued community asset. The trouble is that Spark is owned by Shropshire Council, but they don't run it. So we've been trying to get an agreement with Shropshire Council that we can do this, and they say, no, we've got to speak with the tenants, but the tenancy is up for renewal later this year. So, you know, things like that hold you up. And then obviously we've got to raise the money. I mean, we're talking a minimum of 1.6 million, possibly 2 million, depending on which turbine we actually install. So some of that will be through community shares. So we will be doing a community share offer later this year or early next year. So anybody can buy shares and become a member of the society. But then we have other loans to finance to sort out as well, and then we've got to get contracts signed and place an order. Yes. And then there's 7 months between us placing an order for the turbine and it arriving on site, so these things do take time. Not as long as HS2 though.
Do you think that what's happening in the Middle East at the moment will encourage more people to sign up to an energy scheme?
Yes, I think so. So the idea is, what we want to do is form what's known as an energy club. And that means that anybody within the Bishop's Castle primary substation area can join our club. They have to come over to our electricity supplier. And then when we're generating, they get a discount on their electricity. Obviously, we can't be generating all the time, so they might be buying some electricity from the grid, but a substantial part of their electricity can come from the wind turbine. They get it at a discount. So they get a discount on their electricity bills anyway. And then if they fit a heat pump, it could also save them on their heating costs as well.
There are people who say we should actually be getting more oil out of the North Sea to help bring prices down. Is that
yes.
a good idea?
Well, there are people who say the earth is flat, don't they? So it's a ridiculous idea. I mean, it would take years to you know, even if the government said yes, you could do it, then they've got to get themselves in gear. They've got to get the equipment together, they've got to get out there, they've got to start drilling. And if when they do start drilling, that oil just enters the world market. You know, we live in a capitalist world system, and it will do nothing for fuel prices in the UK. It will be a drop in the ocean against the overall world supply of oil, and it won't be coming to us. It will be going into the world market. And, you know, we have a really booming renewables industry in the UK. I mean, the sale of solar panels has gone through the roof, pardon the pun. You know, we've got a great wind industry. You know, the offshore wind industry has been very strong and is building. And now we're looking to, you know, developing more onshore wind. There's been virtually a ban on onshore wind in England for the last 10 years or so. But that will be coming back as well. You can produce electricity from wind really cheaply. So let's focus on the future, not on the past.
Thanks very much for being here today. And good luck with all you're doing.
Right. Cheers, Adam.
Thanks very much indeed. There we go. That is Dave Green from Shropshire and Telford Community Energy, who are behind that scheme in Bishop's Castle. And we'll keep you up to date with what happens.